Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Donald Trump is in all the headlines, but Democrats are also confronting their future. And for one, that future will be decided on November 30th. Representative Tim Ryan from Ohio has until that day to try to gather the votes to overthrow House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, his former mentor, who's led the House Democrats for 14 years. So how's that effort going, and what does he think his party has to do? Representative Ryan joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
And you've said the moment for you when you realized that you needed to step in and challenge Nancy Pelosi was when your own county, which Obama won by 23 points, went to Donald Trump. What did you think in that moment?
Well, it was an earthquake that came through the industrial Midwest. And, you know, a lot of us, I think, understood at some level, we kind of get in denial sometimes during campaigns, but that we really weren't connecting with working class voters. White working class, black working class, brown working class, men, women, we weren't connecting with people. And so my average median income in my district is $57,000 a year, which means, you know, two parents working jobs making less than 30 grand a year.
Yeah.
They don't have a home in the Democratic Party now, and we need to get them back if we're going to be a national party.
Well, that is a narrative that has emerged. There's also the thinking that the Democrats had a flawed candidate, but also that Democrats have become too much about identity politics, concerns, you know, for blacks in the inner city or Hispanic immigrants or the transgender community. Do you agree that the party has become too sort of balkanized?
I agree. Yeah, you know, we talk to groups of people, sliced off groups of the electorate, interest groups, and there's no energy in that. There's no juice in that. Where juice comes is when there's a unifying message of all of the things that we all agree on, that we all stand for. And that's, today, an economic message for all Americans about growth and opportunity, whether you're a millennial or you're a 55-year-old working-class person in a place like Youngstown, Ohio. Let's talk about jobs and wages and secure pensions. Those are the things that people are thinking about. And as a party, if we're going to unify, you unify behind that message, and that message drives everything else. You want to talk about gun violence in the inner cities? That's an economic issue. Our long-term, you know, projected deficits and our long-term debt, that's an issue of economics. You got to grow the economy to bring the debt down. So it all gets back to that unifying message.
There are Democrats we've spoken with who don't buy the narrative that this election means that the Democrats weren't listening. They feel that President Obama brought the economy back from disaster, that he increased jobs, but that a lot of the ideas that he wanted to implement, which Donald Trump is also talking about, infrastructure, for instance, he couldn't because of the Republicans in Congress, that the Democratic Party was not that tone deaf.
Well, you know, you got to look at the scoreboard, and the scoreboard says we got wiped out. We are not a national party right now. We are a coastal party, and that is a minority party. And if someone is delusional enough to think that somehow it wasn't our fault, that we did everything right, and these people in Michigan and Minnesota and Wisconsin and Ohio, you know, didn't quite understand us, that's the exact problem we need to get away from. And look, no one's even taken responsibility for what's happened. And I'm saying, look, we have a standard in our party. You have to win, or you have to let someone else take over. And it's not personal, but I got kids. I got kids growing up in a Donald Trump world. And I am not going to stand around and let people tell me that it was the voters' fault. They didn't quite understand us. That's wrong. These people want help. They want someone advocating for them. They feel like we've ignored them, and in many ways we have. And I've told my colleagues this. If I don't get us back into the majority in 2 years, in 2018, you won't have to have a vote. I'll leave. I think there should be one standard in this party, and that's winning. My community needs the Democratic Party to be a strong party, and if I can't do it, I'll step aside and let someone else do it. But we've got to make some changes. We've got to make them now. And if we don't field a great crop of people and we don't change what we're doing, we're going to be in a permanent minority party for a long, long time.
That's Tim Ryan, former quarterback and the Democratic U.S. rep from Ohio, challenging longtime leader Nancy Pelosi to become minority leader in the House. Congressman Ryan, thank you.
Thanks for having me.